Well, I've got Luke Layton on the line. I'm Cindy Talley. Good morning, Luke. How are you?
Good morning, Cindy. It's a good morning. I tell you what, I think we're going to talk about elk hunting today, right?
Absolutely. Last week we talked about a typical day in camp, and this week I'd like you to share a little bit about tactics.
Well, tactics, elk hunting, whitetail deer hunting, you need to get where the deer are. Elk is a little bit different because the rut is the key element that affects an elk hunt. And regardless in the Rocky Mountains where you are, we hunt up north of Steamboat Springs, northern Colorado. You know, we guide hunts up there. But the whole trick is determining which stage of the rut the elk are in. Now, pre-rut, that's when the herd bull, that will be an older male elk, an older bull, mature, fully mature. At the pre-rut is when he is busy herding up a harem. Each bull will have, anywhere from 5 to 8 or 10 cows. And it's not like white-tailed deer that they just run amok. I mean, they have this harem, and they're all together. In other words, the bull stays with them. So in pre-rut, that's a wonderful time to bugle for elk. In other words, get up in that high country and create the sound of a bugling bull elk. And if there's one, you don't want to sound like a herd bull. A herd bull has got a, if you ever listen on TV to the sound of an elk, it's probably a herd bull you've heard. But the satellite bulls that are trying to get their harem going too, they're in the same areas with these herd bulls. And the herd bulls, what he does not want to hear is he can tell the sounds of an immature bull. And they don't quite make that full four-noted bugle like the herd bull. So get up there and sound like a satellite bull, a younger bull. And if you really want to make one of those old bulls mad, Cindy, and I'm telling you, you've never heard one scream till you do this, let him get about halfway through his bugle and then cut him off with a satellite bull bugle. He will pause, and you can almost feel the steam coming off of him through the mountains. He will pause, and it'll stop him. And if an elk can think, he's saying, that whippersnapper just cut off my beautiful bugle, and I'm going to go get him, you know?
Yes.
I know this because they very often come running off those mountainsides, and we archery hunt. So it's all a game of getting these elk right up close on top of you. But once that bull is coming, you want to stop bugling. Don't bugle anymore. He already knows where you're at. He can find you within 50 yards. So when he gets closer, he'll probably stop and bugle at you a couple of times. Use your cow call. It's a little squeak. And that's saying, okay, there's a cow down here, and I'm going to take that cow away from this young bull. That's the mindset. I know if an elk can think, that's what they're thinking. But it's very deadly, the calling. It's an important part of elk hunting, Cindy.
You know what? In my mind, I just have a picture of that. Not only are you teasing him because you're saying, you know, I'm a teenager and you're an old guy, but now I've got something you want.
Exactly. And it's a tactic that works. If they're in pre-rut, now when they get in full rut, the bugling still works, but you got to use it. If you bugle and you do not hear an elk answer your bugle, you're better not to do any more bugling and just strictly try to cow call. But also hunting like you hunt white-tailed deer, hunting trail crossings, hunting elk wallows. That's places where elk come in and lay down in the mud and coat their bodies with water and mud. Hunting those places, just like you do deer, Cindy, stand hunting, can be very, very effective also.
Now, where would I go to learn how to call an elk?
Well, an easy place is just go to YouTube and type in, just type in elk calling, you know, and you can watch all kind of videos of experts calling bull elk. It's a good way to hear that, you know.
All right. Well, listen, I'm going to let you get back out in the field. I know you're anxious to go. Thank you for calling us and sharing a little bit about elk calling this morning.
Cindy, I enjoy the time we all spend together, and I look forward to next week.
Oh, me too.
Support for High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, BigGame.org. American Hunting Lease Association, ahuntinglease.org, Texas Motor Cars in Addison, Texas, texasmotorcars.com, Sniper Hog Lights, that's Sniper, H-A-W-G, lights.com, New Fletch Archery. With New Fletch, you'll never have to fletch arrows again.